In Uganda, 40% of the people have to walk 30 minutes or more for clean water. Two-thirds of the world's population could face water shortages by 2025. Do something today. Your gift could help install a Jesus well, providing water for an entire village for 25 years. Gospel for Asia has installed 30,000 of these wells, and they need your help to give life to thirsty people. Join Truth Network in supporting this cause. Go to truthnetwork.com or call 855-573-7351. Let's bring the living water to the world. This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
If you're not following this person on social media, you got to follow him. He's unbelievable. He is Rayshon Copeland. He's on fire for Jesus. He's got a new book. He's got a new baby. He had a gun to his head, and God radically saved him through a simple God loves you message. Tell everyone what God's doing, bro.
Absolutely, bro. Well, Stu, thank you so much for having me. So, yeah, years ago, I was drastically impacted by the love of God in my darkest moment, and I can't help but to unleash that love that he's given me so freely. So I've been doing that through social media and through, you know, anything I can put out, such as books and, you know, just different pieces of content, podcasts, all that. So, yeah, that's where we're at now, just trying to dream about what we're going to do as far as kingdom-wise with advancing the gospel digitally. So
I look at you, you're vibrant. We're here at this high-level networking.
Waymaker. Miracle work.
Our friend, you know, David, Dwayne, all these awesome folks with Unite Life coming together. The guy, all these amazing leaders, heroes, all of our heroes are in that room. We're going in there to have lunch with them and with David and everyone, but real quick, you were at a dark moment.
Yeah.
I mean, not so long ago. I mean, but God, you're in a car. Mm-hmm. And life is about to end for you. Tell everyone, take everyone to that moment. What happened?
Absolutely. So what I do is I jump out the car. I went over to my my house where I was living in the valley at that time, riding a rocket ship of social media fame. I'm sitting off in this room, and I began to get notifications by friends and people I love, even the girlfriend, that said they were pretty much done with me. It felt like God was stripping all the idols on my heart. Off my heart, you know. So here's what happened, though, bro. Like, I was like, at the lowest moment, I went down the hall, got a pistol, picked up the pistol, walked back down the hall, got on my knees, and I put the pistol in my mouth. I'm shaking, I'm sweating, I'm getting ready to take my life. And all of a sudden, man, by the grace of God, the phone lit up on my bed, and I went over to the bed. I put down the pistol. I picked up my phone. A powerful, powerful verse came in by the only Christian girl I knew from Baylor University that spoke out in my darkest hour with this powerful truth right here on the Truth Network. Check this out. Oh, how wide, it said, how deep, how vast the love of God is, and nothing in all creation can separate us from this love that's found in Christ Jesus. When I began reading that, I start weeping and weeping. I gave my life to the Lord the best I knew how that night. His presence fell upon me, and you know, I realized how sinful and broken and how much I needed a savior that night. And his love was really what took me over the core. It was the goodness of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, man. Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, God, our testimony, the testimony, by the way, the testimony of the Christian killer, the murderer turned missionary, is in the Bible more than any other narrative in the New Testament besides the Passion of Christ, by the way. What happened on that road, Damascus Road, and there you have your Damascus Road experience, and it's important to tell our testimonies. And what you're doing is you're taking people from shame to grace with your post, which you go into a Walmart and you just talk about the goodness of God, and people chime in and they're like, wow, this guy, I just smiled. I just, for the first time in 10 years.
Wow.
And you just wrote a new book. Talk about the new book real quick.
Absolutely, bro. Thank you so much. So my first book was Start Where You Are, and this is the logical next step. But don't turn back. No Turning Back is the book title, the new one. Like, we all have this phase or this moment where we come to Christ and we began the journey and we think it gets better and better and better. But what happens when discouragement, doubt, disillusionment, even death comes. We have this urge or temptation to turn away from the one who called us. And I want to just encourage anyone out there, continue to walk in that conviction that God has given you, that he's entrusted you to, which is the gospel message of Jesus, to grow in holiness and to preach it and to live it and be everything the world needs, which is the light.
It's something else. And you can go on a quick little video on the gram or on TikTok or somewhere. Yeah. And before you know it, Rayshon, millions of people will see it.
Wow.
Lives will be changed. That's what you're doing. That's why in that room right there,
wow,
you know, we were hearing a little bit of background noise. All these amazing, godly, yeah, international missionaries, digital missionaries, yes, are having this meeting. And I'm the kind of dumb Christian radio guy going in there. But we want to take radio. Hey, well, you're kind. But we want to take this radio, your message, and we're just trying to go reach the youth, wow, truth for the youth, right?
Absolutely.
What's your message to people out there struggling, down, frustrated? What's your message about? So, you know, the Bible says evil company corrupts good morals. Wow. And a lot of kids are got absolute poison coming in their mind.
Yeah.
They're looking at posts, it's this bad stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about horrible stuff like porn. I'm talking about hate stuff. I'm talking about people there. What's your message that you want parents, grandparents, young people out there about posting the word of God, the seed of the word,
wow,
which will, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word.
Absolutely. So that's so powerful. Like literally, we need to train our minds on the train track of truth, all of us, right? And what about the person who doesn't know the truth, or they are living contrary to what the truth is? We need to be faithful as the ones who are listening to this to continue to proclaim that, but do so in love. But on the other end, there are folks out there that just suppress it. I would say continue to keep them in prayer. And, you know, a lot of times, just like you said, bad company corrupts good character. But the Bible gives us the ingredient to success for Psalms 1 and then Joshua 1. Blessed is he who does not walk in step with the way sinners say, sin the company of mine. But blessed is he who delights in the law of the Lord, right? For he will be prosperous. Like, so we need to remember renewing our mind, not only meditating on it, but speaking and declaring it, proclaiming it over our own lives is so vital. Day in and day out.
He's one of my favorite people on planet Earth. He loves Jesus. He's got the best smile of anyone. Like, literally, if we trade back that smile, we'd both be billionaires. But you know what? We want to reach billions of people with the good news of Jesus.
Yes,
Rayshon Copeland, what's your website, your MO, everyone? How can people find you? It won't be hard, because when they find you, they're not going to leave you.
Love it. True. Man, thank you so much, Stu. So you can find me anywhere on social media, Rayshon Copeland, or hit me up on Amazon. Go get that book.
Praise the Lord. Get the book, and the title of the book again one more time.
No Turning Back. Escape your past, empower your present, and experience God's best for your life.
You know, those 12 bedraggled, crazy, messed up disciples, Jesus said, follow me. And there was no turning back, and I've decided to follow Jesus, and you've written a book about that. And what happens, though? I mean, if now here's the problem, Rayshon. If people hear this podcast, and they hear that, they get your book, and then they start getting serious about Jesus, and they start following him, I mean, shouldn't we put like a warning sign on this? Like, shouldn't we warn? Because, you know, parents, your kids are going to, they're going to get on fire. They're going to start telling other people about Jesus. They're going to go on mission trips.
Ooh.
They're going to start sharing on Wall Street or on Main Street or as landscape. I mean, we got to be careful. This is a dangerous message, you know? They could lose their life for following Christ.
Absolutely. And from what I know and what I've seen throughout the Bible, when we get real, I got real comfortable when I started having babies, like in all the family thing. I get it. But at the end of the day, again, he that wants to keep his life will lose it. He that loses his life for my name's sake will gain it for eternal. Like, we think, got to think eternal. And like, blessed on, you know, less on what's temporary, what's here, just doing what does God want us to do and do it.
It's time we took that parable, the pearl of great price, seriously. Let's go sell everything we can. Let's go get that hidden treasure. Jesus Christ, is he worth it? Did he conquer death? Did he die?
Woo.
Was he raised from the dead?
Woo.
Is he coming back again?
On,
so we can live in mediocrity, so we can keep turning back.
Wow.
But the message is, don't turn back.
Don't
follow him,
right? For the I no longer do, what did Paul say? I no longer do that, those former things. Forgetting what is behind, straining forward towards what is ahead.
God bless you, man. Rashawn Copeland, the man, the legend, the myth, and a great man of God using social media to reach souls for Christ with his new book, No Turning Back. Get all his books, follow him, and we're going to do more stuff together. Love you, brother.
Love you, bro. Woo, thank you.
This is the Truth Network.